Have you ever found an Indian arrowhead in your yard or a piece of pottery that looks like it could be from centuries ago? Well, a development company in Montreal has stopped the construction of a 27-story tower because the building site may be on an Aboriginal burial ground. Sébastien Théberge is the spokesman for Ivanhoe Cambridge Development, the company behind the project. He joins me from Montreal. Sébastien, how far along is the construction?
The construction process was actually in the very preliminary stages where we were doing very small excavation work, so the timing was right to do this voluntary pause.
Now, what made you call a halt, or at least a temporary halt to this? What persuaded you?
Well, one thing that's really important to know is that we were everything that has to do with heritage archaeology is strongly regulated, which means that you need to get the right permits and authorizations. So we were all within our obligations with regards to heritage. However, some concerns were raised by members of the community and by the government of Quebec, which made us think about doing the right thing and having a prudent and responsible approach. So we will go step by step as we move along in this construction process.
What evidence did they present to you that persuaded you, hey, this just might be an Aboriginal burial site?
The very location of this property, of this project, is centrally located downtown. So anywhere you dig in the center of the city could have archaeological concerns or preoccupations. There's a certain site called the Dawson site where, you know, going back 150 years, some archaeological pieces were found in proximity to our site, say a few hundred yards, and members of the community probably saw this as an opportunity to see if this site was extended to the location that it's currently classified as. And we wanted to get the right kind of advice as we move forward in the construction.
So, you know, this property was just a parking lot. It's in a densely packed downtown Montreal, and you've got a 27-story project on hold. What happens now?
Well, we've hired an archaeological expert, and we've met with the government authorities on the matter, and we've agreed on the next steps to do a preliminary survey about the probability of finding archaeological pieces or pieces of history. And that's the first step in the process. Once that report is prepared and we have this third-party advice, as we agree with the government authorities, we decide on whether or not there needs to be more work or if we're okay to proceed with the construction process.
Are you prepared to not build at all?
The reality of the project itself is that the probability from different sources is that the site itself has a very low probability because of all the settlements that have been established in and around that area. The actual project itself will move forward. The site is not classified at all. So it's a question of doing the right thing. And so for us, it's a question of timing rather than yes or no.
Now, this is a $200 million project. How much is it costing you to halt construction?
Well, you should know that the actual construction process is spread over 30 months. So there's margin, very little margin for us to maneuver, but there's margin for us to have this voluntary pause applied to the project. But it will move forward. It will mean a tighter schedule. But for us, we're no stranger to complex situations, and we're looking forward to beginning construction as soon as we can.
Sébastien Théberge is the spokesman for Ivanhoe Cambridge Development. The company has halted construction for the time being on a 27-story office tower in downtown Montreal to explore whether it's being built on an Aboriginal burial ground. Thanks so much, Mr. Théberge.
Thanks to you.